it's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
It was a busy week in the state capitol as Governor Walker gave his State of the State address and laid out his plan for Wisconsin this year.
The state legislature also passed bills that will affect Planned Parenthood and the state's civil service system.
Joining us now is Robert Mentzer. He's a storytelling editor for the USA Today Network in Wisconsin. He's based in Wausau. Rob, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So first up, Governor Walker on Tuesday gave a sixth State of the State address. What do we see? What was the governor's vision for Wisconsin?
Sure, the big speech. So the governor used the speech to premiere some policy proposals. There's some job training programs. We've talked here on the show about some of his specific proposals to do with student loan debt and expanding loan availability for technical colleges for need-based grants. The governor also jumped on board with a somewhat obscure change to state employees' health insurance plans, saying that he would use the savings to boost funding for public schools. The plan is sort of weird. It's not that weird. It's the idea of self-insurance. Essentially, the state would cover state employees' health insurance. The problem is it's not clear what the savings would be, or even if there would be savings. There's estimates that are all over the place, from saving $40 million to costing Wisconsin $100 million. So it's really sort of unclear. And I think pretty much immediately after the speech, the next day, the next 2 days, the legislative leaders sort of backed off that idea.
Including people in his own party, Republicans aren't necessarily embracing this.
Yeah, I mean, so Assembly Speaker Robin Voss and Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald said basically that they didn't feel like they had enough information to go forward with the change, and that they're going to look at what the real costs would be and try to nail down that. That is, you got to admit, that's a big range. So what might be more significant or might be more interesting is sort of the politics of what the governor was doing, because it was clear he stated that. What he hears from constituents is that it's time to sort of reinvest and put some more money into public schools. So with that and the student loans thing, it seems fair to conclude that he's looking to try to sort of boost some of his approval ratings, which have sagged, and looking for ways to, I guess, present some of those things that might be politically popular policies.
Now, State of the State addresses historically governors of either party. It's a combination of here's the good stuff we've done, here are nods to important constituencies that support our party, and new policy ideas. It sounds like when it comes to new ideas, this one was a little lighter than some, more focused on the accomplishment side of things.
Yeah, so they say. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. Although, you know, the policies aren't nothing, mm-hmm. but yeah, they certainly aren't what you would call a sweeping overhaul in the tone. I mean, you compare the tone to a year ago, the State of the State, when it was essentially that address was essentially part of Governor Walker's presidential campaign at that time, and it was sort of a fire breathing. We cut the budget, we held the unions in line, and this was certainly very different in tone. A lot of talk about the economic growth that Wisconsin has experienced, and some it doesn't make Governor Walker a liberal or anything like that, but it's the tone has certainly changed.
Well, let's move over to the state legislature now. They're running against the clock here a little bit. They're busy passing some bills, especially in the state Senate. Let's start with civil service reforms. It looks like this is a done deal now. The Senate, the Assembly have both signed off on it. So what's going to change under that, assuming Governor Walker signs it?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, he'll sign it. It's going to, among other things, I mean, it does away with the civil service exam, makes it easier to hire and fire. The advocates say it would layoffs could be merit based and not seniority based, as was stated in the news a few minutes ago. As some people point out, it also rolls back what had been one of the big and enduring accomplishments of Wisconsin's progressive era from 100 years ago. The civil service laws date back to right in that era.
And then legislation on Planned Parenthood funding, a couple pieces of legislation in the Senate, as I understand it.
Right. So they the Senate has passed two bills, one of which has been passed by the Assembly, one of which hasn't. Governor Walker says he supports both, and it may be that the Assembly will pass the other one. Together, they would cost Planned Parenthood about $7.5 million per year. They're sort of complicated. One would essentially limit what Planned Parenthood could bill to Medicaid, what they would be eligible to bill Medicaid for. And the other, which is the one that's a done deal that has already passed the Assembly, would essentially divert federal grants to other family planning organizations. So by the federal rule is that they need to provide contraceptives and STD testing and some other services, but the Republican majority prefers to divert those funds to services that don't provide abortions.
So this is a state thing affecting federal money that goes through the state. It involves abortion and birth control. It sounds like a recipe for something that might end up in the courts. Do you see that maybe happening?
You know, there are enough legal challenges on state laws to do with admitting privileges and other forms of policy that certainly affect abortion providers. The state does have the power of the purse here. You never know, right? There could be a legal challenge, but I think in general, they can allot this money as they choose.
Talking to Rob Mentzer with USA Today Network in Wisconsin, rounding up some of the top stories from around the state this week. Staying in the legislature, Rob, sanctuary city legislation, the legislature looking at this. So this is something that would affect local communities that say, hey, police officers, don't ask about immigration status when you're arresting someone, when you're interacting with the public. Do I have that right?
That's right. A lot of American cities have this. And in Wisconsin, it seems to be Madison, Milwaukee, and Racine that would be specifically affected by this proposed piece of legislation. It's proposed by Representative John Spiros, Republican of Marshfield. And there would be a monetary penalty. If they pass these laws or didn't change these rules, they would be fined anything from essentially have their funding reduced between $500 and $5,000 per day that they didn't comply. So there was a hearing on this bill. It's not, you wouldn't call it sort of fast tracked at this point, but it had an early hearing in a committee this week, and the controversy was obvious. There were hundreds of people in attendance. There was more than 100 people signed up to speak. A lot of very emotional testimony about the effect that the law could have, and a lot of it's a hot button issue, no doubt.
Some news from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau this week. Bad news in general on the state budget side of things. Lower tax revenues, the main reason, $100 million less than expected in the state treasury. So why did we fall short there?
Yeah, it's not good, huh? The argument is, the Democrats argue that it shows that Republican tax cuts and Republican policies have not created the economic growth that they had counted on. In the State of the State address, Governor Walker touted the state's surplus, but it was reduced by $94 million in the new projections from the Legislative Fiscal Bureau, which definitely makes it harder, makes it challenging for new programs. Even, it's estimated that the civil service changes themselves, the process of changing those rules is estimated to cost about $6 million. Every piece of legislation comes with a price tag, and so that would eat out of what amounts to a $70 million balance right now. The next thing would eat out of that. So Republican legislators already reacted to those projections, saying that it gives them less room to maneuver, and it's especially bad because we are not in a recession. It's not a recession right now. The state's economy is growing. So for the projections to come in low shows that the growth isn't where economists, the state, thought it would be, and that can't be good, right?
And as we wrap up, Rob, so I imagine everybody's watching to see, is this just a momentary blip? We're going to be back in better shape the next time we revise these estimates, or is this a long-term trend?
Right. And it's not, and honestly, it's not the first time that that revenues have been revised downward. It's starting to look like a trend.
All right, Rob, we'll leave it there for now. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
We've been talking to USA Today Network editor Robert Mentzer. He joins us each week at this time to help recap some of the biggest stories from around Wisconsin this week.